Welcome to Around Town with me, Rhonda Bellamy. UNCW's Office of the Arts wants you to have the best seat in the house. Fidias Reyes, Interim Director of the Office of the Arts, joins us to talk about a virtual hub that has something for virtually everyone. Catchy title.
It's one of those that hit me at 5 o'clock in the morning. It was like, oh, that's it. Best seat in the house. Yes, the team just really came together to really create this really great platform. We're really excited about it. So it's definitely a team effort. All of us in the Office of the Arts continue to update it and contribute to it daily.
And to have access to this much digital content at this time
at
is
this
just
time.
Really impressive.
It's imperative. I mean, the arts community has really come together. There are constant just emails and webinars and opportunities for artists to really come together and rally behind the community, behind artistic disciplines, behind presenters and theaters. So it's just been a really great process. It's been great to see how strong the arts community is and how powerful we truly are.
Best Seat in the House can be accessed through uncw.edu/arts and features all free content.
It's a storehouse of information. It's kind of like Keenan Auditorium, UNCW Presents On Demand. You can go in there and check out artists that we featured and that we have curated as part of our UNCW Presents season. So that's a really great feature.
There's Ailey All Access, a full-length performance by the acclaimed dance company, sketch comedy archives of the Second City, and a full audio recording of LA Theater Works 7. You'll also find links to Metropolitan Opera and NPR Music.
Well, NPR has a really great resource, and we include that on there as well, only because they have access to an extraordinary library of free performances that we have access to as folks that, you know, that are confined to our home now.
In addition to sharing links to nationally recognized artists, they're also promoting UNCW's Teal Tunes.
This is a weekly concert series, and it's presented by UNCW's Campus Life. So Campus Life will be featuring a local artist every Tuesday night on Facebook Live, and they'll be doing those concerts through the rest of the semester.
If you're just tuning in to WHQR, we're speaking with Fidias Reyes, Interim Director of UNCW's Office of the Arts, about Best Seat in the House, a virtual hub of local, regional, and national performances available at uncw.edu/arts. The site also includes links to COVID-19 relief resources.
We thought that that was important to offer resources to artists. So those pages and those links will connect you to funding resources, grant opportunities, and industry-focused webinars. We felt it was important to really create a platform for artists to go to see what kind of relief and what kind of assistance they can get as a result of this pandemic.
Can you talk a little about the impact the public health crisis has had on your regularly scheduled programming?
We had a total of 49 shows that we had to cancel. So it's just been a tremendous loss. And just, you know, the most important part to me is the artists. Artists are really suffering. The impact is huge. And it's not just the artists, of course, the technicians, box office, communities, just really important events that were taking place in our venue that we had to cancel.
Fidias says she's cautiously optimistic that Lumina Festival of the Arts will take place. The summer festival features opera, theater, dance, and more.
I'm going to be positive. We have it planned. The first event was going to be July 15th. So there's no telling right now. We're planning as if it's going to be happening, but we do have a plan B. There might be an opportunity for us to offer a virtual festival if we are unable to get back on campus to offer it as we usually do.
Though the doors to Keenan Auditorium may be closed to the public for now, Fidias says they're still a portal to the world. So grab the best seat in the house and log on to uncw.edu/arts.
We really have to utilize the arts right now. That is going to be our healing. Our healing through and in the arts is going to offer us an opportunity to really just kind of rise out of this. So that's why it's so important for us to really be engaged. We weren't able to, you know, to have people come to our theater, but this is a digital stage for everyone. This is a way to stay engaged, to stay hopeful, to stay inspired, especially at this time.
Around Town with Rhonda Bellamy is a production of WHQR Public Media. I'm Rhonda Bellamy.